In January of 2016, a boiler explosion injured Dietrich Mayle in his home in Chifornik. Here's Myron Inksman, who represented the Mayle family.
The boiler started whistling, and he went in to shut it off. And as he did that, as he reached for the switch, the thing exploded and blew the walls of the room out and blew the boiler into misshapen mess and then burned him with glycol.
The plaintiff's case included evidence that Dietrich Mayle suffered a back injury that prevents him from being able to work. The boiler had exploded because the pressure release valve was stuck, which allowed pressure to build up. The Mayle family argued that AVCP Housing should have been doing routine inspections, which would have prevented this. But AVCP Housing's attorney, Thomas Weathers, says there was no requirement for the organization to do such inspections.
The Housing Authority was following HUD guidance.
That's the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
And as it understood that HUD guidance, you stop inspections after 25 years. And the Mayles had moved in 1984.
Inksman argued the HUD guidance did not matter in this case, and the court agreed.
AVCP Housing and the Mayles signed a contract, and the judge specifically ruled that that 25 years was nowhere in the contract and thus was not part of this case.
Weathers says AVCP Housing will appeal this decision.
And then we'll let the Alaska Supreme Court ultimately decide how these HUD guidances or HUD notices should be interpreted and applied.
The jury in this case awarded $3.2 million to Dietrich Mayle for wages lost over his lifetime and for pain and suffering. His family members also received smaller awards for non-physical injury damages. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.